In this lesson, you will discover how it is possible to not just invest in real estate, but also make money in real estate without money for typical initial capital and even with a bad credit. But first, please do me three favors. One, hit that like button until it turns blue in the face to tell the algorithm that this video is live. Two, don't forget to subscribe and turn on the notifications in order to get alerted when I do release these videos. Three, tell me in the comment area what topics you would like me to cover in the next video. My name is Ola and I'm the author of two books, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and Real Estate Money Secrets, which you can download absolutely for free at www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. I'm also the creator of My Empire Pro, an 11-day challenge quick start guide, which you can access at www.11dayschallenge.com. After 16 years of launching my real estate business with no money and bad credit right out of college, I still stumble into people who think it's the strangest thing ever. Some will straight up tell you that you're full of shit, while some will literally laugh at you like they actually know all there is to know about making money in real estate. Obviously not if they don't know this was possible. So today, I'm going to stop assuming that everyone should know why it is possible to become a real estate investor without personal initial money for capital and with bad credit. At the end of the day, I do not know everything, obviously, by even assuming everyone should know. What do you need to invest in real estate? At this point, it is safe to assume that most people know that money for capital and credit for bank leverage is definitely needed. But where's the contradiction coming from? The contradiction is coming from the assumption that the initial money for capital and good credit to leverage the bank's money must come from you as an investor personally. Not only is that false, there are also at least five other required resources beyond money and credit needed to launch a real estate investing business successfully. All you have to do is strategically partner with people who have the money by bringing some value by way of one or more of the other required resources, and you are in the game. Let's break down the five other resources. If I've said anything that makes sense to you so far, please smash that like button until it turns blue in the face. Thank you so much for the support. Resource number one beyond money and credit, desire. As non-essential as this might seem, this is the driving force behind any business, including real estate investing. In fact, nothing happens without it. So you're more than qualified to start investing in real estate if you've got this one simple resource, desire. Basically, if you have not just desire, but a strong enough desire, it is highly likely that you will figure out ways to find the other resources through strategic partnerships. Resource number two, time and skills. Most people who have money don't have the luxury of time, contrary to get rich quick scheme beliefs, and most people who have time don't have money. But time is just as important a resource, if not more important than money, for capital and good credit for debt leverage. It takes time to find deals, and it takes time and marketing skills to set up simple campaigns that can find motivated sellers and deals. Speaking of motivated sellers, resource number three, people. One of the three core pillars of any business, including real estate investing, is people. Money and profits are the ultimate goals here. And money only comes from one place, people. In this case, money comes from buyers who have cash and or credit in exchange for products that come from sellers. Again, people. So if you can facilitate finding motivated sellers and deals that cash buyers and investors want to buy for their portfolio, you're an investor in your own right. Resource number four, information. In this information age, you may come across the right information or know how to collate the right data into valuable information towards the complete process of investing in real estate. This is gold and probably more valuable than cash and credit with strategic partnerships. Resource number five, beyond money and credit, problem and solution. Finally, the easiest and the most consistent way to find deals is by tracking down distressed and motivated sellers using marketing. That's precisely what we'll cover inside the 11 Days Challenge, which you can find at www.11dayschallenge.com. When you find these people, there are a handful of solutions you can offer them beyond your personal cash or good credit to provide solutions to their problem. In that process, you can make as much as $82,000 from one single deal based on my personal experience, and suddenly lack of money would disappear subsequently. Check out the next video on the screen for more information about finding distressed sellers and the different solutions you can provide in exchange for massive profits.